Edith is frail and requires daily visits from healthcare professionals, whose job it is to ensure that Edith is both comfortable and safe. It's a carer's responsibility to get to know their clients, maintaining their interests and needs. Managing basic day-to-day tasks like paying bills also falls into the remit of the visiting healthcare professional, which of course involves sharing access to bank accounts and savings. 5 years ago, Edith had sufficient funds to see out her remaining years in relative comfort. But the reality of Edith's situation is that her trusted healthcare professional was also a common thief. And now Edith's bank account is empty. The British electorate voted in favour of leaving the European Union, which, by definition, means that the UK will no longer be part of the single market. Whether the government opts to remain in the customs union, a customs union, or crashing out altogether, is still to be decided. But there's also another more pressing issue that needs to be resolved before Brexit negotiations can move forward. Leaving the customs union would necessitate the installation of a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic, neither of which would welcome the interruption to the seamless trade currently enjoyed between the two. In Britain, anyone can set up as a letting agent, and just as quickly, they can disappear. Roger Keeble is one such man. He was once the poster boy of the London rental market, but by October, when we tracked him down in Halifax, he had a reputation for all the wrong reasons. Having left a roster of tenants behind in the south of England, Keeble moved his business operation north, owing upwards of £40,000 in unreturned deposits. Our investigations have discovered how he came to get hold of so much of his tenants' money. And what we've found should worry anyone renting a home in the UK today.